Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Teresa Widrick. She is the CEO of Capturing the Charmed Life. She is also an author of Homeschool Mama, Self-Care, Nurturing the Nurturer. Teresa offers homeschool life coaching as well, helping you shed what is not working so you can show up in your homeschool and life authentically, purposefully, and confidently. Her coaching helps you transform your frustration, confusion, and overwhelm into clarity, confidence, and purpose. She helps you get clear on your triggers and challenges while enacting a plan of practice to address them, as well to turn those broken shards of your heart into curated gems on a charm bracelet. She'll help you build boundaries in relationships, learn to speak to yourself differently, identify and respond to your needs, and help you understand your intentions behind your homeschool, clarifying why you've been doing what you're doing. And when you're clear on what you're doing, you get a whole lot clearer on who you are. And when you're clear on who you are, watch out, world, you've come into your purpose. In this episode, we talk about how homeschooling mamas will understand everything she speaks to, but they won't necessarily know how to address those challenges. That's why Teresa's here to help. Also, you can do this homeschool thing with confidence and do it in a way that is uniquely you and enables your kid to become uniquely them. And how she helps homeschool moms shed what isn't working. You gotta show up authentically, purposefully, and confidently. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Teresa has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Hi, everybody. First of all, it's lovely to meet you virtually on the airwaves. And also, I would, you know, there's a couple different directions. It depends on which industry you're thinking of, either my writing or my coaching. If I think about writing, then I'd say that most people don't end up on the New York Times best-selling list, just like most people, if they go into acting, don't end up with an Academy Award.
I love that. It's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny. It's true. So let's talk about, so you said you do a couple of things. You coach, you write books. Let's talk about what your focus of your work is.
It's moms, homeschool moms. Yeah. The intention behind what I'm doing, my life coaching over the last 3 years, probably 2 or 3 months before the pandemic, has been life coaching, which really means helping homeschool moms focus on their goals and their growth, shedding what's not working, so they can move towards authenticity, confidence, and purposefulness.
Yeah, you know, and they really do need that. A lot of times when they come into the homeschool arena, what they see are like the highlight reels sometimes in some people's life, and then they'll often disqualify themselves. And then they're like, well, I don't have a degree. I don't know how to teach this. No, no. It's like, oh my gosh, like, it's not that serious. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I'm a teacher I think, yeah. It's not that bad, actually. Sometimes I just come in, I'm like, hey, guys, how are you doing? You know, like, I have my lesson set up. It's like a little bit of a framework, you know, it's like, have something really catchy at the beginning, you know, have a nice warm up, then, you know, teach the lesson. And if I was a homeschool mom, like, it would be awesome, because I'd be like, yes, where the activity's happening, not in here, you know. I'd be like, let's get out of here. You know, I'd be like, who wants to go to the beach today? Me.
You know, what's funny is that we homeschool moms tend to take what we already learned in our school education and bring it home.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Oh my gosh. And me, the teacher, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here. Like, where can we get the heck out of here and learn? Like, because I'll take my nephews out and we'll go to the beach whenever I go to Florida. And I mean, I live in California, so I go to the beach there too. But I'm like, I find learning everywhere. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this kelp. Why does it look like that? Why is it like this? Why there's so many flies here? You know, why is that sand that color? Why is sand that color? You know, I am just
constantly asking questions and like looking at the seashells and everything. So for me, I clearly, as an indoor four wall, well, actually now I'm an internet teacher, I really see that this is not very conducive to learning. And I think a lot of, well, at least a lot of my friend teachers, we all realize that we're like, yeah, this is the worst. Like, it's the hardest way to teach. If we were able to go out more trips and like combine everything, like if I can teach science, right? Just science, but I would be able to teach English through science, history mm-hmm. through science, math through science, art through science. I would be able to even do music through science because I can do the physics of music. Like, it's just really, for me, I actually can see how homeschool is just ubers and ubers better, you know, and it's not as, and it's actually really isn't as hard as people think. Yeah, sometimes the material can be challenging, but there are so many like tools and tutorials that will actually, and there's so many resources. Oh my gosh, so many resources, you know, and I just like, I really want to encourage parents to go for it. And I love that, you know, you're out there and you're coaching them. And so what is the, one of the biggest things that, you know, moms, like what are their biggest challenges when they're homeschooling?
You know, I was asked a couple years ago, what can you do to serve the homeschool moms or the moms in the homeschool community? And another coach had said to me, wherever you are now, you've learned all these things over the last 15 years or 20 years. And what are the things that you learn that you can help other homeschool moms be encouraged by or learn from? And so I focused in certain directions, which I've now created journaling workbooks on. They've become self-directed courses and group coaching programs around dealing with our big emotions, mm-hmm. building boundaries, our internal and external boundaries, overcoming overwhelm, mm-hmm. dealing or deschooling our homeschools and reimagining our homeschool life, I call it. But initially, I offered a retreat because I started coaching about April 2020. But all those offerings are things that I saw homeschool moms would need. Oh. And over the course of time, when they engage in all those different things, they just come to a whole different level of life satisfaction, really.
Wow. That's awesome. And is that what inspired you also to write your book? Well, what's your book about, actually? Let's talk about your book.
All of these things, not coincidentally. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't use my book as a jumping off point to create all of these different offerings. They just, you know, when someone said, what would you offer? It turned out that they were all the things that were already in my book. So it's about self-care for homeschool moms or mindset and wellness for homeschool moms. I wrote the book in July, August of 2019. Oh, and wow. It was ready to go to publication in late February. I started my podcast, Homeschool Mama Self-Care, in late February. And then, you know what happened in March. And I remember talking to a publisher about my book. And I said, I just don't know that this is the right time to publish it. And yeah. She looked at me dumbfounded. What are you talking about? This is exactly the right time to do it because yeah. Everyone is homeschooling.
Yeah.
Maybe not true homeschooling, but everybody was at home doing some version of education with their kids.
That's so true. That's so true. So on your podcast, you talk about self-care and everything. Like, what's been the most popular episode or topic that you talk about that moms really kind of like gravitate to?
Really, there are so many. It depends on the moms that I would speak about because everyone's, you know, challenged by different things. I think deschooling is definitely a big one, and dealing with our emotions is a big one. Yeah. In a parenting world, it's always encouraging us to help our kids emotionally regulate. I think that's a fabulous idea. But what I think is not fabulous is that they're assuming that we can do it because our generation wasn't enabled to deal with our emotions or to know how to deal with the stuff that's inside of us. So how are we going to know how to do that for our kids?
That's so good. Wow. You know, that's so true because I know as I was growing up, so I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, like that was my teenagehood years, right? Like 88, 89, 91, I graduated high school in 92. So, but my younger years, you know, like I started school in the late 70s, you know, there was like, whoa, I was in kindergarten in 1979. I was like, oh.
I was 78, so that's awesome.
Yeah, like, whoa, you know, you think back and you're like, really? Oh, no way. But yeah, it is. So, but you're right. Throughout the years that I grew up, we were never taught to deal with our emotions, like ever. It was like, just keep going, just move forward, you know. And as we've gotten older now, it's like, oh, you know, deal with your emotions. I'm like, I totally get that. But I'm like, well, how do I do that? What are you even talking about? Like, even right now, I'm walking through a time of like healing, even for myself right now. And it's been very powerful. And, you know, but at the same time, I'm trying to keep it very leveled where I'm not getting too foo foo. You know what I mean? Like, I also don't want to be that person where it's like every single little thing I have to get, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be grounded basically, but I want to be very in touch with like, oh wow, that hurt me. And not in a way where I'm gonna like, because I've had friends who it's like if I did something wrong, it was like immediate. They're like, that really hurt me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. And then like after that, I'm like, what should I not? I don't know, like, you know, where I no longer felt like this connection. I was like, this is interesting. So like, I guess that's like, for me, it's like a balance too. I'm like, oh, I don't know, like, because I feel like sometimes people go too far, and then some people don't go far enough, and then you're like, ah. So that's a whole brand new place for me as well, because like, you're right, us growing up, that was not even a thing, like not even a little bit. It was like, toughen up and just keep going. And probably because our parents came from that, you know what I mean, our parents came in from an even like more rigid. So as time went on, I can totally see the evolution of, hey, you really do need to figure out what's inside here, because we're having a lot of sicknesses, a lot of issues, mental, you know, mental issues. And I also think a lot of mental issues also happen because of the internet. Like, I think the waves, I do think like too many frequencies. I think there's a lot of frequencies out there. I think if we can deplug and actually go to woods for a little while, and like allow our minds to really relax, I think that'd be fantastic. But
not coincidentally, I actually did that last weekend. My husband and I went to the mountains in a retreat. We haven't done it for a couple of years, like really haven't done anything for 2 years. And we got away for a full 24 hours. And then we go there and I discover there is no cellular, which is fine because I got a cell phone 6 months ago and I haven't developed bad habits yet. But I didn't know what we were going to do about the kids who were at home. It turns out it was a very quiet, peaceful time. Something very valuable about disconnecting from internet, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's really interesting, because I know as I teach biology, chemistry, and physics, and just understanding all that, you know, electromagnetic radiation that's coming through. And I was talking to my students, I'm like, I'm going to show you guys what it looks like when you're sitting in a room and it seems like nothing is in there. And I'm going to show you what actually is in there, you know, and then you guys wonder why you feel anxious and all these different things. This is why. So I totally understand all that. And I'm so glad that you're there as a coach, like, you know, walking through. And I feel like you're in that place where, yeah, I didn't have that, but I'm learning it. So you might have a really good balance of not going too far over one side. Do you know what I mean? And keeping it really grounded. Like, yeah, you do have to get your emotions in control, because it does bring a lot of sicknesses and a lot of health issues for sure. Is that part of your
unsettledness? You know, a lot. Inside of us, if we're not really acknowledging what's going on here, it almost takes over. And if we can acknowledge it and really say, okay, I'm sorry you're feeling that way, what can I do to help you? Just like you would a friend if they were upset or anxious, yeah, then you would ask yourself the same thing. In fact, it sounds very weird, but to stand in front of a mirror, you know, I really do think it sounds weird. The first time someone told me about this, I thought, nope, not going to do that. But I stood in front of a mirror when I was feeling really upset with the kids. I had left, I don't remember the scenario, but we can all imagine a homeschool scenario where we're upset with the kids. And so I turned and I left to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror and I could see I wasn't just upset, angry, upset. I was also sad and I was confused. What am I going to do? I don't know how to approach this situation. And when I looked at myself in the mirror, instead of getting in my head and being frustrated that I was frustrated or angry at myself for being angry or whatever feelings I was experiencing, I could look at myself in the mirror like I would you And I would say, I'm really sorry that you're feeling the way you're feeling. What can I do to help? You're not a bad mom because you yelled at your kids. I can see you. You're an amazing mom. I see you
Oh.
do all these amazing things. And so it was a huge shift for me to realize that I could actually look at myself in a mirror of all places and then be able to disconnect from the probably self-shaming or guilt feelings and overwhelm. And, it's just a tiny little tool that I encourage homeschool moms to use when they are feeling those big emotions. But it really does help you to go, oh, I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That I was looking at a couple of reviews that mom said about you, and one of them said that she comes alongside me, and kind of like locks arms with me and comes alongside me to walk this journey. And hearing you say that, I'm like, that makes total sense, because she came alongside herself as well. Like, she was the first
Yeah,
one
that's
to,
right.
yeah, you did it first, and now you know what to do to help somebody else. And that's very powerful. To be able to do it for yourself first, and then go ahead and show people, hey, look, this does work. I've already done it. Like, I've been there, done that.
And it hasn't been a fun journey to learn it. I wish I didn't have to learn all the things that I've learned over the years. I would love to just say, nope, never has been an issue in all these different arenas. But it turns out we're human and
Yeah.
humans feel all the feelings. And
Yeah.
when we enter as a homeschool mom into the homeschool realm, we have so many more opportunities to be with our kids and to feel all the feelings and have our kids as mini mirrors in our lives where they're reflecting back our intensity, and there's like a real challenging dynamic at times, push-pull kind of stuff, and we're gonna have to deal with it. Like somehow we come full head-on dealing with our kids. If we're having challenges already, we'll definitely have them more intensely in homeschooling.
Yeah, it's actually more intense right there, because you guys are right there within proximity. It's like they don't go off to school, you're still with there, and you have to deal with the issues. Like, all the ish comes up. It's like fantastic, but it's good. At the end of the day, that stuff is either gonna stay dormant and fester, or you're gonna
You'll
work it
fester.
out. Yeah. So better off just getting it done with and have someone walk you through that journey. And I think having someone in our life to be able to navigate those waters is just so important. A lot of times moms feel, very alone. I know my sisters, sometimes they feel really alone, like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this by myself. We live really far away from each other. They live in Florida, I live over here. And I wish I was over there, because I would be with my nieces and nephews all the time, but it can be really lonely, and they don't homeschool, but they still feel that loneliness as a mom, and just kind of like wondering, am I doing the right thing? All of these different things. And people deal with things so sometimes crazy, sometimes well, and it's just great to have somebody like you who can like normalize the struggle, and
That is absolutely my goal. I think sometimes I surprise people when I say, okay, here's what might be happening. But they're not surprised about the content. They're just surprised I'm saying it out loud because they know that these experiences are either theirs or their friends, or it's everybody's. And so it really is normalized. But all I'm doing is saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Saying out loud what I already know to be true. But what I also know to be true about homeschool parents, especially moms, but we come into this homeschooling thing very independent minded. And we say, oh my goodness, I found this beautiful thing called homeschooling. We're going to run with this. So much freedom. And then not only do we bring home the curriculum from or the notions that we have about an education from the school, but we also bring in all our unrealistic expectations about life and how we're going to live this perfect utopia in our home. And if I have challenges, I can figure it out on my own because we're an independent lot and bring it. Like you can do that. You can do that. And I have done that. And I know also know what it's like to walk alongside somebody else and have someone hold my hand and say, hey, you don't have to do this alone. You can do this with somebody else. You don't have to live in silent suffering within the four walls of your home.
Yeah, and I do believe that a lot of times it is those misconceived notions of like, I have to make my school so great, and we have to do this and we have to do that. And the truth is, the kid just wants to, literally, I remember it, I could speak for myself. I remember just thinking, I just want to be with my mom. Like, really like her. She's fun. Like, I like learning, you know, I just want to do, I want her to be happy when I do this. I want her to see this. I want her to talk to me about this. Like, I just wanted to be around her. Like that was me. I just really wanted to be around her. It didn't matter what we were doing. I was always learning. The learning just happens everywhere. So I guess maybe with that mindset, I'm always thinking like, it's not as bad as you think. It's you can learn anywhere. Like you just really, really can. Like there's so many different ways of learning. Like I just had another woman on my podcast. She teaches home etiquette, right? Like etiquette with like business etiquette. And this is like dinner, like eating, like business etiquette or international etiquette or continental, all these different kinds of etiquette. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool, because you can take the etiquette, go into the culture, learn more and do some reading on that. And then like you can dive in so deep. Like, I guess in my brain, I'm always thinking, man, I can take this bottle of water right here and I can make a whole lesson on it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
You were saying before how you coming from the classroom would look in the world and say, well, let's go do this fun thing called learning. And we as homeschool moms often default to, what are they doing in the school to make sure that we do all the right things in the school and we don't miss anything? And reality check, like for all of us, if we ask ourselves, no matter what kind of schooling we were in, if we were homeschooled, if we were schooled in a private school or in a public school or Catholic school or you name it, there's gaps. It's a thing. Because, and how do I know? You're not God. You're not Google. Like, our goal is not, it's not to know everything. In fact, right. Why do we need to? It's all in the little box inside our, you know, our cell phones or in the interweb, as they call it. And now with ChatGPT, well, I don't even know where to start with that. But
yeah, I never heard of that one before. So is that something new now?
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty cool. Also,
what is it
pretty
called?
ChatGPT.
Chat GPT. Okay, I will look it up. Oh, something else.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
more
it's going to take the internet to a whole different level. But I don't know about you. I remember in 1995 getting my first email in college and me thinking, well, this is highly unnecessary. I could just telephone someone.
Oh my gosh, email. I actually remember being in high school and going from a typewriter to the word processor. Like I literally remember halfway through, I was like, teacher's like, oh, so we're gonna get a word processor. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. I was like, oh man, we're so high tech. And when they took the typewriter out and they brought the word processor in, I remember my first instinct to like hit it, because the typewriters were so, we had to like really hit the darn thing. It
and
was
if you
so
made a mistake, you had to get the little white tape and go back.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. And when I went to go hit it, I was like, oh, this is very soft. Why are the keys so soft? It was just so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, whole different world. So now we can go home, and if we learn how to de-school, I think, if we get away from those schooled mindsets that are interfering with our happiness at home, but also with our child's learning, our child's natural learning, then we can actually go follow those rabbit trails that they have as interests.
Yes.
And like you, I mean, this is a skill I've learned simply because I've homeschooled four kids for about a decade and a half. But doing this, I wanted to take on all the traditional methods, John Taylor Gatto revolutionized how I was doing my private school and home. But I was doing more of a Susan Wise Bauer well-trained mind homeschool, which is very classical homeschooling. And I was doing everything in essence. And then I came across John Taylor Gatto and John Holt, and then I realized I didn't need to do everything. And it turns out it actually served my kids. They were happier. I was happier. And I asked myself, what is an education anyways? And because I did Latin in my homeschool, I know that the root word for education is educato, which means to raise up. And it gave me pause for thought. What am I raising up? Am I trying to raise up my homeschool, you know, curriculum or a routine or a philosophy, or what's the purpose of this? And no, it's my child. Each of my four kids is who I was raising up. So let's look at what is it I'm hoping they're learning. And then I could say, okay, you know, I actually want them to learn how to communicate clearly or more clearly. And so let's talk about reading, writing, cursive, grammar, all those things. And it would take a podcast episode for me to talk about why I would choose or not choose certain elements. But the point was, I want them to learn how to communicate verbally in a written form, you know, all these various forms. How can I help them do that? You know, my decision to help them learn cursive wasn't because we were told cursive was important. For me, it was grandpa has beautiful cursive. He was a school teacher for 30 years, and I want my kids to know how to read his letters. So that's why he chose cursive. And also, until the whole world stops writing cursive, it'll be challenging for the people that are writing cursive to be understood if nobody's learning how to read it. Having said that, some people don't agree with what I just said. That's okay. They can decide to raise up their kids in the way that they want to do it too. You just have to get clear on what you think is an education anyway, and then run with that. And like you said, just go play, go learn, go explore.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of homeschooling, to the ability to do that. So for me, I would just take advantage of it so much. So as we're wrapping up, where can they connect with you? And I'll put all of your links in the show notes, but where can they connect with you and find your resources?
Yeah, primarily it's at capturingthecharmedlife.com, my website. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I've got a paid Patreon support group in the Patreon support group, and probably a few other places. I've got a podcast, Homeschool Mom and Self-Care. So you can also hear me over the airwaves if you check out Apple or Spotify.
That's awesome. Man, Teresa, it's been awesome having you on. As we're wrapping this up, what is one big takeaway you want to leave our listeners from our conversation?
Yeah. So to what I think is the most important thing in a homeschool mom's life is to address your big emotions, which, if you want a practical tip, it would be grab that phone and put in a reminder in your phone once a day to breathe, and put your hand on your heart when that breathe reminder comes up, and just check in with your heart and say, what's going on? How are you feeling? Why are you feeling what you're feeling? Are there thoughts that precipitated those feelings? Have you created a story around those thoughts? And start to get to know yourself, because somehow getting to know yourself like that begins to unravel all the big emotions, and you get clear on why you're feeling what you're feeling, and you're way more present in your life.
I love that. Oh my gosh, guys, you got to connect with Teresa. Oh my goodness. Just even her voice calms me down.
Everyone says that to me, except my children.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, just listening to even me talk.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.